Restaurant owners got the order no one wants to hear. It's time to close. Justin Smith owns three restaurants downtown, The Husk, Dram and Morsel, and Yosaki.
It didn't come as too much a surprise. Obviously, I think that this is something that needs to happen. But the unfortunate mix of it all and what we were struggling with, we had had a plan, a slow plan to close by this Saturday, is the employees who we just ended up having a meeting with. We just don't have a lot of information, and because everything's moving so quickly, to give to them on how to secure them in the very near future. Most of these folks that work for us can't live without one check, and we don't know if there's a check in the next 9 weeks.
Smith says his restaurants will offer takeout for customers for the foreseeable future. Two blocks up Front Street at the Front Street Brewery, management had already put procedures in place to limit the number of customers and add separation between the tables. Ellie Craig is the restaurant's community relations manager.
Putting the public safety over profits for us. Each seat in this restaurant is worth a lot of money to us, and to reduce that substantially hurts us, but ultimately we have a responsibility to our community and our friends and our family to do the right thing. So we will fall in compliance with the governor's wishes and close at 5 p.m. and have a staff meeting about where we go from here.
It's the staff who will feel the pinch. It remains unclear what sort of federal or state support will be offered to those part-time and full-time service workers.
The last thing that we ever want to do is close our doors. We have all put our blood, sweat, and tears into this business, this family, this environment, this community. But if we can provide our employees with some sort of federal assistance through this closure, then we'd rather that than continue to operate under the parameters that we're operating under right now.
I mean, it doesn't get any worse for businesses, for people.
That's Brian Ballard, owner of the Port Tap Room on Front Street. He plans to sell food and beer as takeout for as long as he can.
We're going to do everything in our power that we're allowed to do to stay at least getting some revenue coming in the door. Make sure that my staff is fed. I ordered a lot of food. Making sure that we can do curbside delivery at some point, pickup, just trying to keep the revenue coming in the door so we can get through this.
Governor Cooper says the state is working on waiving some requirements for collecting unemployment benefits so restaurant workers could quickly receive such benefits. Copper Penny Assistant Manager Matthew Grove says they are all still figuring it out.
For sure. I mean, if they haven't planned ahead or budget, you know, who knows? There might not be an end in sight for right now. We don't know. So we'll do what we can to help them out and things like that. But as far as staffing goes, again, we're not exactly sure yet.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's an apocalypse.
Lecter Bennett is an owner of Cape Fear Wine and Beer on Front Street.
It means that I'm going to be doing a lot less business. You know, we're going to be selling beer and wine to go.
Vince Winkle, WHQR News.